Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Happy Tuesday.
Another Tuesday. Another chat.
Yes.
Yeah, this has become my go-to now. Because sometimes I just don't know what to do after our rehearsed intro.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so natural.
It is natural. That's good.
Yeah.
We're becoming naturals.
And so today, I think we're just going to have a nice summer chat.
Yes. I mean, we can't keep saying it's summer because we genuinely don't know when these episodes are coming out anymore.
My goal is that this comes out in the summer then.
I feel like every single time I'm like, we've been talking about summer so long.
It's 3 months.
But we talked about summer before summer even started. And now it feels so long. Anyways.
So for my trip, I went to Palm Springs. It was a very relaxing trip, very hot, so I didn't do a lot because it was too hot.
That's totally fair.
I also am very not into being out in the sun when it's that hot.
Oh yeah.
So I only went to the pool at night.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, keeping it safe.
No, that is good.
Yeah, and it was really fun. I didn't know Palm Springs had a museum, and so they have this really nice 3-story museum, and I only got through the first floor.
Oh, okay.
Before I said, it's probably time to go.
What was the museum?
It's like contemporary art with a mix of, I think I saw in the back there was some historical art, but I didn't get a chance to go through there. I was hungry.
Okay.
So I went to dinner after that.
That's fair.
Yeah. And then I also learned a new board game. So I don't know if there's any board game lovers out there, but if you're into strategic board games, I would recommend Wingspan. I am on Board Game Talk, so that's how I discovered the game. But it's really fun. It's very complicated. I would say set an allotted time for the game. It's 1 hour about. And prepare to use your brain really hard. It's not one of those party games. It's real strategy games. I lost every time I played. So, but it was fun. It was fun. Great. It was very fun.
I mean, how fun can it be when you lose? Because I'm not going to lie. I mean, I guess it is fun losing and yet also devastating. But, like, if you play with me, I will lose. So we could play together and it'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
Because I'm also really bad at the strategic games. Mm-hmm.
So, but it's required for the games. Do you like them? You don't like them, right? You don't
strategic like, games? Yeah. No, not really.
Yeah? So maybe we shouldn't play those kinds of games together. We should play fun games, like the non-strategic games.
You said
together.
It was fun. What, you don't want to play with me?
Well, I just want to make sure you have a good time for an hour. Not sitting there 30 minutes in. Oh, dang it. I shouldn't have told Amy I would have played this game.
Well, because I'm going to be honest, do games not tend to take an hour anyways? Like, when you said an hour, I was like, actually, that's not too long because, I mean, okay, because it was just you and your boyfriend playing, mm-hmm. So, like, I think it is easier with less people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, totally cutting off your story.
No,
is that okay?
No, cut me off.
That, for my brother, because my brother really likes Risk. Have you ever played it?
I saw it at daycare when I was a kid.
Oh, interesting. That is also, like, a strategic game, and so we had it as a kid. I hated playing it, obviously, but at the same time, because I don't necessarily hate the strategy, I guess. Mm. I hate the waiting when someone is trying to decide what kind of strategic move they're going to make. And so, like, my brother would take forever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that long. So I think that's really what gets me is that it's just, like, I'm just waiting around. Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to be thinking while I'm waiting?
You.
So that I got, we somehow lost it, and then I bought it for him for his birthday because I was like, you know what, Nathan, I'm older now, and maybe this will go better than when I was a kid.
Did it?
Because we haven't played it yet. Ooh. Because I think one, I think it will take way longer than an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a, you know, like, Monopoly takes forever.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's that kind of vibe. Mm. And so we just haven't had a time to really sit down. I also don't really think my dad wants to play it. We are similar in that sense of, like, we like the game to keep moving, but maybe Risk.
Yeah, you should teach me how to play.
Okay, you want to come? You can come to our family game night. Or we've been talking that we need to go to that board game place.
Yes. I have it on our list. Well, in my head. I haven't talked about it to you.
Because so far we've got some things calendared. Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
We've got the beach.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure I put in my calendar. I have to go through our text messages to see what day it is.
Uh-huh.
And then that Knox concert. Mm-hmm. It's actually not a Knox concert.
Oh.
It's a nightly concert, and Knox is, like, opening. Oh. And so I didn't buy the tickets, because obviously on his website, he doesn't say, you know, like, I'm just opening. So that's why, like, when I went to go buy them from the theater, I was kind of confused that I was like, wait, is this even the right thing?
Yeah.
Because I was like, it says Knightley.
Yeah.
And I know a couple songs from Knightley, but I don't think you've listened to them.
Mm-mm.
So I was like, I don't want to buy the tickets for this opener band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so I just wanted to let you know, maybe give them a listen or something. I don't know.
Do you want to go still?
I don't know.
Oh.
I was going to talk to you about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give them a listen.
And just see what you think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
For sure. Plus, tickets aren't that expensive anyways.
Yeah, so we could just go for the opener.
That's
and then
true.
Leave. But
that's
that would
true.
Be really sad.
I know. People would look at us weird.
But I did hear, you know, like that whole, apparently there was this band that their song went viral on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were buying tickets to go see their show, but they were just the opener. And
yeah.
Then they would go for the opener and then leave. And so that's like embarrassing for the big band. And I was like, that is really sad.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sounds good. I was going to say that we were going to hang out in September, and so I was thinking we could do board game night.
Okay.
In that September.
Okay.
Date, that is, hopefully in your calendar. It's in my calendar.
Wait, for what? Wait, what do you have it in your calendar as? As just a free date?
I have. So we're hanging out on the 27th.
Of August?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, let me put that in. That's the beach day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Announcing it to our audience. Come join us. At the beach.
August 27th. Okay.
And then I have...
Hang with Haley.
September 16th.
After your rally event?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I have... I have to put you in my calendar immediately when I say it.
I appreciate that. Okay. And then the 13th?
Or else I'll forget. And then, bam, there's something else that occurs. So you're booked in. You're locked in. There's no escaping. Thank you, our podcast listeners, for joining us for scheduling Amy and Haley hangouts outside. Yes, we do have lives outside of this podcast.
Yes. Very little.
Surprise, surprise. So, yeah, that was basically my trip. There's nothing really out there, honestly. It's just more of a getaway, and I think that's what I needed.
I liked your pictures on Instagram. They were very pretty and cute.
Aw, thank you.
Aww. So, were you reading anything on your trip? Just Happy Place?
Yeah.
Okay. What were you reading before that? You said you were in a slump.
I was. So, I was trying... I think I told you. Because I'm still trying to get through the book. It's The Woven Kingdom.
Oh.
So I had started reading The Woven Kingdom. And then I stopped it. I'm like, I gotta read If We Were Villains. I read If We Were Villains. Tried to go back to The Woven Kingdom. Couldn't get through that. I said, oh shoot. Gotta finish Happy Place by a certain time. Stop that. And so, I don't know if it's going to be a DNF or it's, like, got to go back.
That's okay.
And read that book.
Seems like a DNF.
Also, though, at the same time, my other library place told me the four books I have on hold are ready to pick up.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I went to go pick them up. And now I have too many books.
How many do you have?
I think the same amount I told you last time, like 15. Okay. Yeah, like too much.
You have 15 books that you checked out from the library?
Different libraries. So I got like 5 from one, 5 from another, and 5 from another. So if you just think about them as one library, it's not that much.
15
I know.
Books?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I'm nervous. It's a lot.
That seems like a lot of books.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
A lot.
So then I'm trying to knock them out by which one is not able to be renewed.
that's a good system.
So the next one is actually not this Woven Kingdom because okay. No one's waiting for that. It's an old book, I think.
Uh-huh.
The next one that I have to read is Crier's War.
Okay.
Have you seen that on TikTok?
No.
It's I think it is a fantasy one.
Okay, it sounds fantasy.
With a war element. I just saw it on BookTok and I have it. So that's what I'm going to read next.
Okay.
Yeah. I did want to tell you that something that's popular on BookTok right now is Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross.
Mm-hmm. We already talked about that.
Well,
you got it?
Don't remember if I have it or not, actually. Oh, no, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Will that be our next?
If you ever want to read it.
Did you already read it?
Nope. It's in my stack.
Well, because I think it's on Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, though. Unless I put it on hold.
Yeah. Oh, separately, though, I actually have two stories from Palm Springs I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
So, if anyone remembers from our podcast back in April, I got a hat called Romance Reader that has Romance Reader on it from the book festival. I took it with me to Palm Springs. I went to the Palm Springs Public Library to see, because I like to look at the books that they have on sale. And I told my boyfriend to hold my hat because it was hot. I was sweating.
Oh, no.
And then we're about to leave. And I was like, okay, where's my hat? And he says, I don't have your hat. I said, I gave you my hat.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, no. And then he went to the front immediately, and I was like confused. I was like, why do you think it's in the front? Shouldn't we look around? And he actually said that he thinks someone was signaling to him that he dropped a hat, but he like ignored him because Fair. He was like, that's no, weird. I didn't drop a hat. No, it was not mine.
Oh no.
And so we went to the front and we said, we lost a hat. Do you have a hat? And they said, what does it say on the hat? And I proudly jumped it. I said, Romance Reader. And then all the people at the front desk smiled because it was a bookish hat and they're bookish people. And I'm sure they approved. And so I got my hat. I did not lose
okay.
my hat.
Okay. Wow. What a riveting story. Oh, yeah. I thought you lost it. Mm-mm. That's so funny. Wait, so did you hand it to him?
I did.
And he dropped it?
Yeah.
And didn't think.
I know. Like.
Like, so you didn't, in that sense, he didn't like really grab it from your hand?
No. Also, he was holding many of my other things because I didn't want to hold them. So I had, like, my tote bag. And then I had this super light, like, cardigan thing to cover myself. So he was holding that, too. And he was holding my hat.
Okay.
So, in his defense, he was holding three of my things.
Right, a lot of things. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you go from someone handing you something?
Yeah.
And then you saying, I didn't have a hat. But okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes. And so my second story is that I was feeling very, like, I was reading Happy Place, and I was feeling happy. You know, I was like, this is a good book.
It's
a good,
feeling
bookish, yeah. Right? And so I looked up to see if there was a bookstore in Palm Springs so I can hashtag support small business.
Okay, yep.
And I decided in my head mentally already, I either want to pick up Fourth Wing or The Serpent and the Wings of Night.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't have The Serpent and the Wings of Night at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bridge Kingdom, right? So I'm like, oh, whatever I see, you know, whatever I feel, I'll buy it.
Uh-huh.
I was very excited. It's called The Best Bookstore in Palm Springs.
Oh,
that is the
name. That's encouraging.
Yeah, sounds very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I timed it to where, since it was 120 degrees over there.
Oh, God.
I said, I want to go when it's close to when the sun is setting. So, well, as close as I could, actually. Because the place closed at 6, and I was like, oh, we're just going to get there at 5. So an hour is a plenty of time to walk around a bookstore. Mm-hmm. We get there at 5.
Are they closed?
And it's closed. A big sign that says, see you tomorrow. Be back at 8 a.m. And then in the bottom corner of the little, like, window, it says, summer hours, 8 to 6 p.m. And it's clearly 5 p.m.
Yeah.
I was very upset.
Did you try the door? Was it definitely closed?
It was definitely closed. It was dark. Like, okay. The signs that usually would have been, like, on the sidewalk were all inside.
Okay, that sucks.
No, but then I told myself, I said, you know what? This will not deter me. Oh, I can't. If I can't,
you broke in.
If I can't support small business, I'll go to Barnes and Noble because there was one nearby.
That was open.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, we'll go there. We go in there. They didn't have any of the books.
Fair.
I was so disappointed. I was horrified, actually, because I have seen it at other Barnes and Nobles.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe was telling me, this weekend is not your time to buy the books.
Okay.
And I didn't buy any books because
they
didn't have
there.
It was, yeah. They lost my money. I was ready.
But I do, like, you know, when they... I didn't know that, I guess, each Barnes & Noble curates its stuff for, like, its clientele or whatever.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Okay, maybe it's not true.
Oh, no, maybe.
But I think that's what happens, and that's why, like, some Barnes & Noble have it and some don't. But that's the other thing, is that, like... How did people buy books without the internet? I guess you only hear of books in the bookstore because you can hear of it from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of books that there are and how small a Barnes & Noble is absolutely blows my mind. Because I know when I was trying to pick out, like, on your birthday a few years ago, maybe last year, whenever I got you that book...
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Barnes & Noble, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pick out a book.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go in with the idea.
Yeah.
And there was, like, nothing that I thought was good. And I was like, how can this be? But then when you think about the size of a Barnes & Noble, of course they don't have that many books.
I know. Because they have to fit categories.
Yeah.
Like, so many categories.
Well, they have so many of the, like...
Self-help books?
Yeah. And, like, cooking. And I was like, no one needs that.
Also, who... uses does your family use cooking books? Because I feel like I use the internet.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
So I mean, I am kind of curious. I think it would be interesting to work at a Barnes and Noble. I think that'd be fun.
I was thinking about that too. Actually,
because I'm actually very curious at what people buy, because obviously, in my head, they read fun stuff, and obviously, fun stuff for me is not fun stuff for somebody else.
Right.
But just the fact that someone goes to that other section of the store that I sort of just, like, walk by and I think, why would someone ever buy this?
There's a market for everything.
Just, I feel like the romance section is so small. Do you ever feel like, I feel like a lot of people are reading now, but is that just because that's the social media that we're being pushed because we're readers? Is everybody reading now?
Yes and no, because they did claim to have Barnes & Noble had an uptick in sales that they thanked Book Talk for.
Oh, okay.
Then they had their own little Book Talk panel festival thing.
Oh.
So yes, but then also no, as in maybe it's not as big as we think it is because that is all we see on TikTok. So yeah, it's growing, but it's not as big, perhaps. But go books.
Yeah.
It would be very sad to see Barnes & Noble destroyed by Amazon.
No, I know. But at the same time, you know,
what?
That Barnes & Noble is also just like a big corporation.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's what they
were
saying.
But Amazon makes things so easy.
Exactly.
So.
Right? Because I went to the Barnes & Noble, my story.
Literally.
It's not there. They're pushing me towards Amazon.
Yeah. And I'm like, just the fact that you can't buy a book that you want at a physical store just seems crazy.
Also, so Book Talk, also talking about everything, this is another story that ties into everything that we're talking about.
Okay.
BookTok keeps showing me people finding Fourth Wing at Target and Costco. But when I go to Target and Costco to look for the book, it's not there. So why do I keep seeing TikToks where people say, guess what I found? It's not even just one person. I'm so upset. That is horrible luck.
It's funny because right before this, I saw this TikTok from a Barnes & Noble account. You know, that's the other interesting thing is that Barnes & Noble actually have TikTok accounts.
Yeah.
And so it was this girl, this Barnes & Noble employee was like helping this customer out and she gave her Fourth Wing. Mm-hmm. Like that was the book that was...
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying, clearly that Barnes & Noble had a Fourth Wing. Because she gave it to the fake customer, you know?
Ah.
That was it.
Oh, I thought it was going somewhere.
No, more. I mean, yeah, I could tell you what the TikTok was, but that wasn't the point of the story.
So that Barnes & Noble had Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
I do feel like now that everyone's just waving it in my face and the fact that I can't get it anywhere I want to try to get it. It's very disappointing.
Well, yeah, now I'm like, I have to give it a try.
Give it a try. You let me know.
I'm gonna go to the store and I'll pick one up. Be like, Amy, this is the last one.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, Amy, there were like 20 of them.
But yeah, I have been sort of in a reading slump, just that I would like keep, okay, because you know how I was telling you a few episodes ago that like, I don't like to rate it right away on Goodreads, the book that I've read, because that's how I get my book recommendations for myself, based off like when I put in the book I've read on Goodreads, when I rate it, mm-hmm. and then I just go through similar books on that page. And mm-hmm. so that's why I wait until I'm like, I can do it on my computer mm-hmm. so that I could like pull up the books that I would potentially want to read. So that's how I used to find books.
Yeah.
But I haven't been like finishing and then rating it on Goodreads. Mm-hmm. I was just writing it down on my notes app, but then you shamed me. And so then I started rating it on my Goodreads, but then I wasn't like finding other books. And I feel like TikTok is very unreliable for me. And then also like when I search on Kindle, like Kindle Unlimited, it kind of has like the option to look through, you know, books that we recommend you or popular books right now. And so when I was looking for another book to read, I will go through that instead of like the Goodreads thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was actually very unsuccessful.
Oh.
That I would download a book, kind of start reading it and be really bored and then like kind of keep it. And then I thought, okay, then I'll try to read a different book. And so I was really, really struggling.
Oh, gosh.
Because I was like, I would start reading it and I was like, this is kind of boring. And then not finish it and then try and pick up another one. And so like I was in a thing where I was like maybe reading like 10% of a book before like putting it down and just being like, no, and trying again and again and again. And I was like, this Kindle search is like not a good, like it's bad.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Not good. And so then I was getting so fed up with it that I did end up just sitting down. And then I went through, because Amy told me mm-hmm. that this book that we saw at the Festival of uh-huh. Books, uh-huh. she was like, oh, it's at the library. Uh-huh. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to go like put that on hold uh-huh. so that I can read it because I've been struggling so much, but I'm just going to go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started scrolling just through the library catalog website. Thing, yep. Yeah. And just was like scrolling and finding one that I had seen before and was like, yep, I'll put that on hold. So I did kind of go on a little bit of a spree just putting books on hold. Not that many, but that's when I put Fourth Wing on hold.
Oh.
Because I was like, oh yeah, Amy and I are supposed to read that one. Yeah. I'll put it on hold. So.
Well, it might take us a while to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty far down the list, but it'll work for me. So I got a couple books.
Yeah.
And so right now on my list is The Boyfriend Candidate.
I'm excited for that one. That's super cute.
I hope it's good, but we'll see. And then You with a View,
mm-hmm.
which is also on your to-read list,
yes.
which we both saw off TikTok.
I heard it was good.
And then The Silent Patient, which people have also said is
good. I saw that too. I think it's well, like, critically received, I think.
Yeah, so that's what's I got from the library recently, so I'm excited, and hopefully they're good.
Yeah. Do you, when you put books on your to-read, do you remember the synopsis by the time you get the book? Or do you reread the synopsis?
I do think I reread the synopsis.
Okay. Which is opposite of me. I just grab it and I just go in because I said past Amy thought it was good enough. So I will trust her and just dive right in. So what is the Silent Patient about?
No, I haven't read it. I read it right before I read it. Because I forget before I get it. I have to decide which one I was going to read. And I was going to read the boyfriend candidate first. Here's how, you know how like we were talking about what order you read them?
Order is very important.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the boyfriend candidate.
I like that.
And then should I do...
Yeah, the silent patient, definitely. Yeah.
And then you with the view.
Yeah, I feel we'll see. You with the view right after the boyfriend candidate might be too much like it.
Yeah, it depends, because if I like the boyfriend candidate, then I will have to read Silent Patient. Yeah. But if it's bad and I don't finish it, I'm going to have to read You with a View.
Right, because you need that romance hit.
Yeah. So I'm excited, and hopefully... You know, Happy Place did really bring me out. I was like, nice. This is a good start.
Right. Because sometimes when you're in a slump, you start thinking in your head, like, where is the joy in reading?
No, literally. I was like, I am no longer a reading girly. Right? I was literally like, this is horrible.
Yeah. It's horrible reading something boring.
Yeah. That's how I was feeling. I was like, this podcast is over.
Yeah, exactly.
It's done.
You spiral immediately. You're like, where was the love? I don't remember what it was like.
What am I going to tell Amy?
So thank you, The Happy Place. We found the happy in the place.
Mm-hmm. It did get me thinking I should read Beach Read again. Because I think enough time has gone by that I've forgotten what the book is about.
Oh, yeah. Read it. You have it, right?
Yeah, you bought it for me.
Well, yeah, I remember that, but then I remember you gave me one, and then I'm like, wait, was it the version I gave
you? Imagine I just re-gifted. That would be so brutal. No, Amy. No, I didn't do that.
That would be funny. Funny, honest.
Amy, I actually hated this. Here you go.
I actually don't want it in my bookshelf aesthetic.
It ruins the whole vibe.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited for you, because when you like books, I have more to add to my list, and that just makes me super happy. So, good luck, soldier.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too. Uh-oh. 15 books?
I know.
So many.
A little scary.
I can't even imagine. Having 4 stressed me out.
Oh, yeah. It is very stressful.
Yeah, how do you even juggle all of that?
Well, at first I was stressed because I was struggling through this Woven Kingdom. And I said, I can't do this. Are all the books like this?
Oh, no.
But then after reading like a good book, your moment. You feel like, oh, yeah, if all these books are like this, dang, I'm going to start reading right now.
I have to know what all 15 books are, because that is a crazy amount of books.
Yeah. Let me try to think off the top of my head.
Okay.
I got Divine Rivals.
Okay. That one's exciting.
River Enchanted. So it's both 2 books by the same author.
Oh, okay, okay.
That book, Crier's War.
Uh-huh. That's all you got?
I can do this. I lost it. There were books. I purposely did a good mix of romance and fantasy, but I may have accidentally done too much romance. But I also added a lot of books recently to my to read list that are romance, so that was super exciting. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. A Fate of Wrath and Flame.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember. But
I feel like you're keeping a secret from me. She was scrolling through her Goodreads, and I was trying to look over her shoulder, but it was like she was angling her phone away from me.
No, I felt bad.
I don't know why, because it's not like I'm like looking for her
photos. Oh, Dance of Thieves.
Oh, okay.
Dance of Thieves. I'm trying to look at what they're telling me I had to pick up from the library. There's so many emails. Serpent and Dove.
Oh.
Oh,
so many books.
I got a lot of emails. I just have to find them. Yeah, well.
That's okay. I was just wondering if you knew.
Not off the top of my head. It was a stack, you know? Sometimes you just look at the stack as a stack.
Yeah, you'll have to send me a picture because I want to see.
Yes, I will. I finally returned Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Okay, did you mark it, do not finish?
I did. In my head, I don't have like a did not finish. I just stopped. I took it off the reading thing in Goodreads. It was really sad.
Did you just delete it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I started seeing a lot of book talk stuff for Once Upon a Broken Heart, and I said, I don't see it. What's so special? But, you know, maybe it was.
So you're saying maybe you'll pick it up again?
Perhaps, but okay. Not likely. I added too many books onto my list. Sometimes you just gotta look forward. No more looking back.
Yep, I wholeheartedly agree. Because that's another one that, like, in a jam, I've been seeing some of that on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it on Kindle, but then I was like, I'm not really feeling it. I don't know what... Yeah, you gotta be in the right mindset to read a certain kind of book.
You're right. Yeah.
But yeah. That's the other thing. I was looking at the other TikTok that you sent me about that girl talking about the book podcasts,
mm-hmm.
and that she wanted recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, everyone that was recommending them, it has like cute bookish names.
Okay.
And so I wanted to comment and be like, oh, like you should listen to Amy and Haley podcast. But that just sounds like, it doesn't sound like a book podcast. She'll probably be like, you know, what the hell? And I was like, oh, should we change our name to something like bookish? But we don't always do book.
That's
names.
Right. I was thinking that too. We're not all bookish.
Yeah. But I'm so like, side note would be really cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was reading the comments and then, like, some people did have really cute names. You know, booked and busy. And I was like, that's cute.
That is cute. Are you leaning more towards the rebrand of the Amy Haley podcast?
I think
side note.
So. Just because
when
I'm
we
like,
rebrand next year, like we kick off the new year.
Okay.
With a new,
yeah,
new
because
look.
I think it'll take me a while to think of a look. Like, because I've been thinking, and the only thing I came up with is that the S in side note is going to have arrows on the end. You don't
That's
seem like
cute.
You like that idea.
No, no, I'm trying to imagine it. I need to imagine
no,
it.
No, I know. I wanted to draw it out so that I could talk to you about it when we meet again. But then I didn't do that. But that's the only thing I came up with is that the S I wanted to... It's going to be a nice curvy S and it'll have arrows at the end.
Arrows,
you know,
make,
I mean?
Sense because side note.
Exactly. And so that's all I came up with so far. You know, I was like, I want a cute little like logo.
Separately though, if we were a music podcast, okay. Side note would make sense.
Okay, well, doesn't that make sense? We talk about music
at
the end of every episode. Plus... Cute, note cute. Is like book.
Oh, like a notepad.
Yeah, like a notebook. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like,
yeah, no, definitely
side notebook.
But maybe that could help inspire ideas, right? Mm-hmm. Side note, like a notebook, notepad, because you're taking notes now.
Uh-huh. So it will probably take me months to even think of a something.
But that'll be ready.
Are you not leaning towards a rebrand?
No, yeah, that's great. Because we need to think of, I need to like spend time.
I know, because I'm like, imagine when you tell people about your podcast, you're like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. It's called the Amy and Haley podcast. I have a podcast. It's called Side Note.
That's cute.
How cute.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's because I was just like, I want to come and be like, oh my God, yeah, you should listen to our podcast. It's called the Amy and Haley podcast. It's like it doesn't tell the people
what we talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fair because we didn't necessarily...
We didn't really know.
Yeah. It wasn't gonna be a book podcast.
It
was it?
It was gonna be anything, actually.
Yeah, which
we didn't
still
know.
Is. Yeah. I mean, did you, like, send that to me so that I could listen to those podcasts?
No, I was sending them to you for the names of the podcasts.
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because
so
I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Because I was like, ugh, we should have a cute little name. I mean, we could think of other ideas besides Side Note.
I already like it. I'm committed. I'm committed to Side Note.
I just feel like it's so us.
It is.
Now I say it in my daily life, you know? When I'm talking, I'm like, Side Note.
Yes. And it's cute. We just need to figure out the vision for it.
Yeah.
But I think it was really good that spending this year to just figure out what our podcast is going to be like, its identity.
Yeah.
And then going from there.
That's true. So, I mean, I guess it is becoming kind of more book-centric.
Is it, though? We're doing a really good job alternating each week.
Yeah, except this is technically an off week and we're talking about books. But I was really, really excited to tell you that I am vaguely out of my slump.
Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah. No, I was Slumps are bad. Struggling.
It's a sickness.
Yeah, I was like, what do I do with my time? Because I'm like, I guess reading is a hobby. A lot of times I don't think of reading as a hobby just because it's so, like, integral and, like, you do it every day. And it seems less like a hobby and more like brushing your teeth.
That's cool. That's you. That's just you. I've always seen reading as a hobby.
Oh, but then, because then when I was like, oh, I'm not going to be a reader anymore, I did start thinking, I'm going to need a hobby because I don't know what to do with my time.
Yeah, it gets really bad because then you become hesitant to pick up a book because you're like, oh, is it going to be miserable again?
Yeah, yeah, and then you just become in this loop. It's got to pull me in
right
away.
Yeah, and then you start thinking, am I setting my standards too high?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do I need to push a little further, but I don't want
yeah,
to?
Yeah, no, I'm dying. Yeah.
So I think that this announcement is very important. It's like the next step, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got to overcome our challenges together and share them publicly.
It's okay to feel like you're
exactly.
not
feeling. Your feelings are valid. So, it's okay that this is an off week, but yeah. It's about bookish things.
Uh-huh. Which is, it's very, you were posting, you know, you posted a reel.
Uh-huh.
I think the other reel.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, about the books that you got from the library.
Yeah.
And so my coworker was like, oh, she's like, I've read that book. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about because I also didn't know that we posted the reel. And so she's like, you know, like on your Instagram. I was like, what? Especially because like I wasn't really a part of making that reel.
Yeah, you were focused on the TikTok you were making.
Yeah, so I was like,
I just remember I was like, just do this.
So, sorry, that was the side. But
what book did she read?
Abby, I think it's Abby Jimenez, the playlist. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and she's like, I like it. And I was like, okay, I didn't read it. But I was like, my friend didn't like it. But yeah, every time I talk about my friend in a book, she goes, oh, Amy? I was like, yeah.
That's me.
But she doesn't listen to our podcast.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
She follows us.
Yeah, that's what matters.
That's what matters.
She looks at your reels.
Oh, thank
you. She likes
them. Tell her I said thank you.
Okay.
Tell her that I made a mistake.
It's funny, like, knowing what happened.
Yeah, I know.
That's fair, though, because, yeah, I'm with you. Like, sometimes when I have the TikTok already, and then when I went to show you that first one.
Yeah.
And it, like, changed. And I was like, okay, this wasn't what it was like. Wait a second.
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, paranoid that it's gonna, like, post and not be...
Exactly.
What it was. I'm like, where did everything go? That, so I'm like, yeah, I can imagine the struggle of just like, your heart breaks.
And the worst part is, you can't do it again.
No, I don't understand why it just like disappears. I feel like you should be able to like, pull it back and edit it again.
Right,
which is whatever. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so we're still learning. Yeah. I'm still learning how to figure out reels.
We are still learning.
But by the time Side Note launches, we will be professionals.
Yeah, we'll be professional. We're going to have a logo and everything. It's going to be so
cool. Yeah, and a sticker.
Cool.
Catch us at the book festival with the booth. One sticker. The
Side Note. I know, but now I'm like, I'm just like not design oriented. But
it's your new hobby now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You're assigned this new hobby.
I'm going to dedicate my life. It's going to turn out bad. But also, you know, like, people who Photoshop their Instagram photos, they say that they get, like, picture blindness and that you've been staring at this picture so long that they edit it so much they don't realize how edited it looks because they've been staring at it so long that they're like, yeah, that looks good, and then they post it, and then if you look at it later you're like, ooh. And so that's why some people, when they edit their photos and stuff, they say that they like edit it, and then when they start to like feel like they've been doing it too much, they'll just step away and look back again at it and just be like, okay. So I feel like I'll be like, oh, I want the logo to be perfect. But you'll have to see it and you'll be like, no, that's good. And I'll be like, no, it's horrible. It's the worst thing that's ever been made. But I need to, I'll take a step back and think,
yeah.
Objectively, what do I think?
Yeah. And I think you should see it as a fun journey to, you know, it's because you got to be creative creating the logo, but it's, you got to look at other logos mm-hmm. and kind of be like, I like this from that logo. I like this from this logo.
Okay, yeah.
And then creating it. Mm-hmm. It's a full fun experience.
Okay, I'll have to do mock-ups for you because I am starting to get design TikToks.
Do it. Woo! I am fully supportive of whatever you create.
Okay, be prepared because they're probably going to be really bad, but that's okay.
But the more you create, the better, because then you could be like, oh, we like this from this and this
okay,
from this.
Okay, okay, yeah. Put it together. I will need mini mock-ups. You give me the ideas. You'll be like, that's shitty. I'll be like, okay, I'll change it. So I will have many, many, many drafts.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a scan at, like, other stuff and I'll send you, like, some...
I know, because I'll probably be like, Amy, I spent months on this. And you're going to be like, okay, well, I spent 5 minutes and this design is better. And I'll be like, yeah, but...
It's about collaboration. It's a two-part thing.
Well, I'm excited, though. It'll be fun. It'll be ready for our rebrand.
Yes. We're coming in strong.
Yeah.
Kick off the new year.
2024, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary to think about, actually.
Let's not think about it yet. We're only midway through this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, can we go to an escape room with your boyfriend?
Okay, sure.
Because I've been telling a friend that I really, really want to go to an escape room, and then she went with her family instead. And I was literally heartbroken. And she's like, well, you know, you're not family. I get it, but I've been telling you how much I want to go. And she's like, well, two people isn't enough. Sometimes, like, that's fair.
Sometimes I believe it could be enough.
No, I know. I'm like, we could do it.
Like, we could do
it. Yeah, sometimes having too many people is worse.
Yeah, exactly. But also, once we're in there, I'll just be like, Haley, I don't know.
Every time I go into an escape room, the beginning is so overwhelming. I'm like, I immediately don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Because I'm like, let's spend... I don't really get to see your boyfriend. And I'm like, you've been dating a very long time.
I know.
For me being able to count the amount of times I've hung out with on one hand.
We should also do trivia night again sometime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Been to too many trivia nights?
No! My memories are going.
You're so young. Old. But yes. Yes. Add that to our list.
All your free dates. That's what we could do. What?
You're already booked in for August, September, and October.
That's good. Literally only one day a month.
That's how it works, actually.
Okay. That's good for me.
Yeah.
Because I do see you, you know. It has been a while for us, but... Okay.
So remember when I told you I started a dance class?
Oh, yeah.
So they play this song, this slow country song, but it's like romantic and smooth and I think old, but it's good.
Okay.
And so it's been stuck in my head. And it's called Nobody Knows.
Okay.
By Kevin Sharp. And that's the song we danced to.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So if anyone's feeling like a slow country,
Kevin Sharp,
smooth romance on a nice summer nights,
give me a moment.
Take your time as long as you want.
Okay, this is mine. I don't know if I recommended it before, but it's called Last Call. Do you know if I recommended that?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, Last Call by Will Lindley. I like that song.
Ooh, there's a lot of songs called Last Call, so it's a good thing you told me.
Well, same with Nobody Knows. Apparently that's a popular name. I was like, okay. Okay, well, I guess our next book might be Divine Rivals.
Yeah, we'll see. Wherever the river takes us.
Yeah.
The River Enchanted takes us. Because the author of Divine Rivals is the same.
Nice connection.
I know.
Okay, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.